Someone's traveling on a long journey. It's going to be an 8-hour journey. You have to stop for a rest, a bathroom, a fuel stop. The point is, this is how long the journey took. It's not really important how long they stayed in each place. But this week, when the Torah is talking about the clouds, the Torah says sometimes the clouds would rest for a few days. Sometimes it'd be just from day until night. Sometimes it'd be a month. Sometimes it'd be a year. Why is the Torah go through all the various possibilities? Why doesn't it need to tell us that? Just say they traveled when the clouds went. Instead, the Torah goes through all the various possibilities of what the clouds and how long they would stay in each place. Now, the answer is to communicate the challenge the Jews would face when they were in the desert. A person gets to a hotel room. They get there late at night, 11 o'clock. So you're only going to be there until early the next morning. You just unpack your pajamas. You don't need more than that. But if you're going to be staying there for 8 days, you'd unpack. If you're going to be there for 2 years in a place, you put your suitcase in the attic. Here, when Klal Yisrael arrived at each place, they had no clue how long they'd be there. Should they unpack everything? Should they unpack just a bit? That was a challenge that they faced. Now, in that context, why is it important for us to know this challenge? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if I were to ask a person, you know, where have you traveled in the world with your family? They would say France, I've been to Israel, I've been to Mexico, I've been to the United States of America. The person is going to say, I've been to all these places. Now I'm in one place, now I'm in a different place. If you ask a newborn baby, where have they been in the last month? A baby's going to say, I've always been in my mother's arms. Today, tomorrow, in the baby's world, it's always in its mother's arms. The world around the baby isn't defined where they are geographically. A child could be, this baby could be in the best place or the worst place. It's still in its mother's arms. This is what's going on over here. Klal Yisrael felt that they were being carried by Hashem. They were moving from place to place. But they felt, it's me and Hashem. The Shlo writes, a person should train himself. Whenever they're going to do something, they're going to buy something, they're planning on doing something, they're planning on marrying someone, whatever it is. A person should say, Im Yitzha Hashem, Be'ezra Hashem. This should pepper the language of a Jew. So much so, when Yaakov walked into the room, and his father Yitzchak says, Akol Kol Yaakov, this is the voice of a Jew. Because when Yitzchak asks Yaakov, how'd you get the animal so fast? Yaakov says, Hashem brought them to my hands. Be'ezra Hashem, Im Yitzha Hashem, Baruch Hashem. This is how a Jew is supposed to speak. To talk to Hashem, to find Hashem, to have a conversation with Hashem. We have the custom on Friday night by the Suda, by Shabbos meal, after we've made Kiddush, we've sat down to have the meal, we ask and we share with one another the chesed that Hashem has done for us this week. Everyone has something they can share. This is what Hashem has done for me. This is how you make Hashem more real. And this is how Klal Yisrael felt when they were going through the desert. Lechtach acharai b'midbar. They felt, yes, geographically they were going to different places, but it was still in Hashem's hands. Continuing that conversation, where Klal Yisrael are in the desert and they're not sure what's going to happen the next day. Can you imagine how hot it is? The kids are complaining, oh, I like the swings, I like where I am, it's a really nice area where we are. I don't want to move again. What do you think the parent's going to say? The father says, I can't tell you where we're going to be going next. I haven't been there myself. But things are taken care of in my life. Sometimes when I wasn't sure where we were going to get money, we ended up with money. Sometimes I wasn't sure where we were going to move to next and how it's going to be in the new school. It worked out. When you look at the chasadim in the past, he says, look, Hashem looked after me in the past. He will also look after us in the future. We live with a peace of mind, knowing that Hashem will take you in the right direction. A person could sometimes be davening for days, months, years, and the person could be asking, where is he? I'm trying to get this business. I'm trying to raise my children. I'm trying to get that shidduch. Where are you? You don't realize. Hashem decides when the penny drops. All of a sudden, all those efforts, which were going nowhere, they can pay off. Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisro. I live in the hands of Hashem. Rabbi Chiyo Sapiro, he shares a story about a girl who grew up in the Soviet Union without any religion at all. And she found herself in a very, very difficult marriage by an insensitive person. And she felt there was no way that she could stay married to him. She quietly applied for a visa to leave the country and move to Eretz Yisrael. As soon as she got that visa, she packed what she could and ran away, hoping that she had seen the last of her husband. She arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and there's one thing she hadn't learned. that to end a Jewish marriage, you need a get. But she had left without receiving one. She arrives in Eretz Yisrael and she feels like she's free, and she embraces all the opportunities there, and she really grows in her Yiddishkeit. And one day she arranges a meeting with the Ritzchok Zilber, who'd also emigrated from Russia. He was known for his sensitivity, his kindness. And after sharing her story, he said that he would personally fly to Russia, find her husband, and convince him to give her a get. And this woman was filled with hope. But when Rabbi Yitzchok Zilber shared what he was planning on doing with his colleagues, they said, how are you going to be able to find this man? This is before the era of computerized search engines. How can you possibly expect to find this man? And even if you could, his personality, he's just not going to give you a get. Nevertheless, Yitzchok Zilber didn't cancel his trip. He was going to do what he felt Hashem wanted him to do. And he arrived in Russia, and before he even entered the country, the authorities discovered his identity. They remembered how he had defied them, had taught Torah when it was banned, and two guards handcuffed him and put him in a prison until they could determine what they were going to do with him. At that point, Rabbi Yitzchok Zilber's plans looked like they had been foiled. It hadn't even begun. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yitzchok Zilber wasn't fazed. He was sacrificing to help another Jew, and he thought in his mind, I'm going to be patient and wait and see how Hashem unfolds my salvation, my Yeshua. He's in his cell and introduced himself to his cellmate. So this man wasn't particularly friendly, but so he just said what his name was. And Yitzchok Zilber did a double take. This man was none other than the woman's husband he had come to find. Had Yitzchok Zilber even taken one footstep into the country, it would have been one too many. Hashem arranged him to be exactly where he needed to be. Zilber then used all of his wisdom and charm to befriend this man, and eventually he agreed to give a get to his wife. Shortly afterwards, the authorities returned and informed Reb Zilber that he'd been refused entry into the country and was to leave immediately, never to return. So Reb Yitzchok Zilber took the next plane back to Eretz Yisrael and happily gave the woman her get. This was Reb Zilber, a true Boteach Hashem. He never got flustered. What appeared to be a tremendous setback turned out to be the salvation of Yeshua. Hashem is always guiding us in the right direction. This was our Pi Hashem Yachanu, our Pi Hashem Yisrael. That's not called ever living alone. Hashem says, I'm here for you every day. The greatest gift a person can live with is to feel Hashem in their lives, like a baby feels in their mother's arms. Good Shabbos.